I'll tell you a jest if you'll listen a while, how a tailor's wife did her husband beguile. A tailor he was, and he often would say he did not love cabbage by yea and by nay. His customers, thinking that he did say true, they willingly brought him their work for to do. But he would deceive them, and cabbage would pinch, nay, if it was possible, out of an inch. The spirit forsook him, his light it was out. He wandered in darkness then without all doubt. For one of the tricks which this Quaker would do, the following lines will declare unto you. A gown for a lady he had for to make, and how much cabbage do you think he did take? Then out of the piece of fine satin so pure, though yea and nay could not no cabbage endure. 4 yards of this satin the tailor did take, intending to use it for the lady's sake. And for to secure it he put it in hell, yea and nay, not dreading what after befell. The gown for the lady he put in a bag, and as if he would carry home every rag, he took all the scraps and small bits he could see, and put in the bag to vouch his honesty. He often deceived his customers so, some scraps and small pieces to them he would show, saying yea and nay there was all that was left, that he by his cunning might color his theft. His wife was a Quaker more zealous than he, and would not to any such dealings agree. She thought by persuading him over and o'er to make him live honest and cabbage no more. But this was a lesson too hard for to learn. Poor yea and nay thought he but little could earn, if he did not cabbage now and then a bit, so that he resolved for to do it yet. His wife, feeling all her persuasions in vain, and that he in deeds of darkness did remain, the spirit did move her, she thought it a sin to let him so long to continue therein. Therefore, to deceive the deceiver straight, she went and took the 4 yards of satin, which he thought sure was good cabbage, but she put it down into the bag for to go home with the gown. The tailor then, taking the bag, he did go to carry the gown home and the scraps also unto the same lady for whom it was made. And when he came there unto him, thus she said, "Friend, hast thou been honest and true unto me, and put all the silk in the gown I gave thee?" With a saint-like look he demurely did say he did not love cabbage by yea and by nay. Said he, "For to clear thee of any such doubt, I have brought what is left, and straight to pull out the gown and small pieces." The bag he untied, and pulled out his unlooked-for cabbage beside. "O friend," said the lady, "I pray, what is this? I find by my hand that you have done amiss." The tailor, perceiving his cabbage so near, fell quaking and shaking with terrible fear. Then down on his marrow bone straight he did fall, and humbly confessed the truth of it all, thus often repeating in his quaking fit, "O Satan was the cause of it." The lady did pardon him once, he did say, he ne'er would do so no more by yea and nay. But if that he did, he resolved in his mind his wife should not know it, she was so unkind.